Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day and here at IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners congratulations, for today marks the anniversary of the birthday of the fourth Imam of the family of the Prophet, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding the virtues, or one of the virtues of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam narrates from his father, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, that the latter once said, "My father used to say, Ali ibn al-Husayn, when he stood up to pray, was like a tree trunk, with no part of him moving, except whatever the wind caused to move." This is a reference probably to the fact that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was so mesmerized in front of God by the magnanimity and the greatness of God, that he, and so fearful of God's presence, that when he was praying, he could not even move. He was stunned, and his body became stunned and astonished in the face of God's presence. It could also be the fact that he was so immersed at looking at, you know, God's presence and his beautiful countenance, that, you know, he could not pay attention to anything else. Many virtues have been narrated regarding this blessed person. For example, At-Tabarsi narrates in his I'lamul Wara the following: "And Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam had a slave girl who was once pouring water for him when the jug fell and hurt the Imam's face. He raised his head looking at her, and the slave girl said the following," quoting verses from the Quran, "Verily Allah says, and those who suppress their anger, wal kadhimina al-ghayb." That's, in other words, the slave girl thought the Imam was upset, and she recited this verse. He said the following in response to this: "I have suppressed my anger." So there's no human being who doesn't get angry, and so it's not virtuous actually to not be angry, but the actual virtue, the ethical and moral, you know, virtue which is virtuous and praiseworthy, is to suppress one's anger. Then she said the following: "And excuse the faults of the people, wal afina anin nas." He said, "I have excused you." Then she said, "And Allah loves the virtuous, wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin," or God loves those who do good, who are virtuous and who do good. So he said, "Go, for you are a free woman for the sake of God." This is one of the very famous hadiths which has been narrated regarding Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.